Captain Ron here. I've got Christopher O'Brien kind enough to sit down and talk to us for Tony Sweet on Truth Be Told here at the UFO Congress 2019. Now, this guy is going to talk about the San Luis Valley, which is one of the most interesting hotbeds of all kinds of strangeness going on in America, right? Wouldn't you say? What's the? That's pretty much the spot, right?
Well, if,
and you've been at this for 20-some years.
Yeah, I moved there in 1989 and was there until 2002. And over the space of 10 years, I investigated over 1,000 UFO sightings.
That's amazing.
200 or so cattle mutilation cases, the haunted site investigations, flying humanoids.
Does that
humanoids. There? Yeah, it See, does.
Right through there, yeah.
I don't buy into that.
No?
No, it's the 11th most active latitude line, but who's counting?
Hey. I just saw someone touting that today.
Yeah.
Well, your boots on the ground, man. You're right out there. You've seen it firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I've been, I was the unofficial deputy of weirdness in five counties. So they had my number right there at the dispatch. And whenever somebody would call with some weird, you know, sighting or animal mutilation or whatever.
So you went out and directly would see the cattle mutilation yourself and examine it and stuff. And what kind of anomalies were you seeing?
Well, I was involved in actually several studies that were conducted by the Pinelandia Biophysical Laboratory, and I also bird dog cases for the New York State Veterinary College, and I worked with a number of scientific organizations, veterinary pathologists. I look at these types of phenomenal events from a dispassionate sort of always assume a mundane explanation before, you know, jumping off into some, you know, extraordinary explanation.
A lot of people around here start there.
Yes.
And it's always like, well, wait a second. Let's start on the ground, and then when we run out of explanations, then we'll jump here.
I always assume a mundane explanation until the facts and the evidence prove otherwise. But for 10 years, I did I put 300,000 miles on my truck. And
Jesus.
6-7 years. I covered a lot of territory, 10,000 square miles. The San Luis Valley is the largest alpine valley in the United States and in the world, actually. And it's about 100, and geologically, it's about 150 miles long, about 70 miles wide. It's like a giant football shape and totally surrounded by mountains. The valley floor is between 7 and 7,500 feet. And then the mountains rise, you know, up to 14,000 feet around it. And it's extremely remote, has some of the most interesting subcultural belief systems and weird isolated communities that have been, you know, kind of developing on their own for
Native American communities?
You know, red-haired, blue-eyed Spanish, Hispanic communities, all going all the way back to the conquistador days. So it's a very interesting place. I think there's a variety an intensity of unexplained experience or unexplained phenomena there that's unrivaled anywhere in America, at least. And I've done everything from investigate trooping fairies, leprechauns on vacation with sunburns, just portal activity, every type of craft you can describe, every type of orb, prairie dragons, dogs chase, that translucent creatures that run along the ground. Just so many different types of...
those are just sightings. What about like these, like the cattle mutilations? You actually have a body and you can look at them. Give us a strange example of one of these that doesn't have the mundane quick explanation.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, I have 200, about 140 of those. I would say were... Could maybe explain it away as unusual scavenger action. They were equivocal, in other words. I wouldn't, you know, bet any money that they were high strange. But, you know, 60, that leaves about 60 of them that, for between 40 and 60, I think, that were strange. That looked like somebody actually did it to that animal with a sharp implement. But out of those, there was about 7, 8, maybe 9 that I not much scares me, you know, keeps me up at night. But there, those made me think. And
what is it? Because this is with the laser cord out and the eyeball missing, that kind of stuff. Is that typical?
Well, yeah, that's typical in all of them. Yeah. A classic mutilation would be defined as head of livestock that's dead for no apparent reason. It's missing soft tissue organs. The genitalia may be gone. The rear end, the reproductive tract is pulled out like a giant giant plug. An eye's gone, maybe an ear. A patch of flesh seems to be cut off in a square or circle or sometimes even a triangle.
Even with a mundane explanation, this is weird stuff.
Well, yeah.
Why are you doing that to a cow, right?
Well, yeah, and I've written a whole book about this. It's the only single book that sums up a single entire category of paranormal phenomenon, which I'm very proud of. It took me 22 years to research and 18 months to write, and there's 12 different databases in there. It's case.
Yeah, you have an enormous database.
Yeah.
And you also, I think one of your conclusions was that perhaps it's not that they're studying the cows, but perhaps they're studying the region.
Yeah, the place.
And the climate and that kind of thing.
The environment.
The environment. That's what we would do if we were studying
the place seems to be important, and not the animal. Although some animals are important. For instance, the sacred cows of India, the Brahma, which are the, they have the floppy ears, the white hump. You know, the cows that you see wandering around in Indian villages, India is in the Far East. Those animals are considered sacred by the Hindu religion, and they're allowed to do whatever they want. They wet nurse them. Women will take an orphan calf and breastfeed it to keep it alive. There's nursing homes for cows. It's considered good luck for a cow to come inside your house and crap. In your living room, let's say. So obviously India, because it doesn't, eating beef is is like the ultimate sin, and it's highly forbidden in India, hence only 250-something McDonald's, with no hamburgers, by the way. I find it very interesting that out of all the thousands and tens of thousands of cases of mutilations that have been reported around the world in Christian countries only, that I have not been able to find a single case of a Brahma being mutilated.
Yeah, it's always these hybrid cows, right?
Exactly.
It's never a purebred cow
No, there's tons of purebred cows.
Well, not of this breed.
But never, right. Never, there's sacred Brahma.
Now, isn't that's curious.
That's a huge clue.
Yeah, I mean,
that to me is one of the most important clues that we have.
Agreed. See, an anomaly like that to me is very strong, too. Why? One, a couple, something.
Nope. The closest I've come is there was one hybrid Brahma, and it was an equivocal case. I don't think it was an actual mutilation case. I think it was scavenged. I have looked, believe me, I have looked comb through all the databases and always have had my eyes and ears open for a Brahma case, and there's never been one. We've had cases of 3,000-pound Simmental bulls that you couldn't get within a half a mile of. You even get in the pasture and the thing would try to knock your truck over. And yet this thing is found missing its testicles. The rancher said, I couldn't even go in the damn pasture with this thing. And whoever had the balls to go and take this animal's balls had a lot of balls. So that's saying a lot of balls a lot of times. But purebred cows have been found mutilated.
It's less frequent, though, right?
But it is less frequent. And the purer the breed, the less likely it is for the animal to be found in mutilated condition, with one exception. Some of the most ancient strains of beef cattle in North America, which are direct descendants of cattle that were brought here in the 1500s, 1600s by the Spanish, were mutilated and selected to be mutilated around the Dulce area on the Manuel Gomez Ranch. So There are exceptions.
Well, Dulce obviously has a lot of activity. That's right. One of the hot spots.
And it's 40 miles from the San Luis Valley, which a lot of people forget.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole mutilation mystery always fascinated me because there's thousands of pounds of physical evidence left behind. And it's my least favorite thing to do in life. I've literally had to burn clothes because of cadaverine.
It's disgusting.
The smell of, you know, rotting flesh is the molecule cadaverine, and the smell of rotten garbage is putrescine for you science fans out there. But there's been a few times where my girlfriend said, you are not coming in this house. You're taking a shower, a cold shower. I'll hold the hose. Here's some soap. Let's take those clothes. We're going to burn them. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it happened a few times. Those are the cases that you don't like to do. I try to get to cases, obviously, within the first 24 hours. After that, there's really nothing that you can do forensically to find out anything scientifically about the animal because it's too far gone for, you know, for a crime lab or for a veterinary pathologist to do anything, except be really pissed at you for trying to send them samples that really smell up his lab or smell up his office or whatever. So, you know, we have had some studies that have been done. I was involved in one study that actually the whole investigation was filmed by a comedy show from the BBC called Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends. They came all the way out to cover me and punk me, basically. And because I'm smarter than they are, I was able to punk them. And when they originally came, they said, you know, tell us about the aliens, Chris. And I said, well, I'm not going to talk about anything that I don't have personal history with. Somebody reports a type of alien, I will talk about it. But all these pictures that you're trying to get me to comment on, you know, this one looks like your mother-in-law. This one looks like, you know, like an upside-down salt shaker. This looks like an ice cream cone. You know, I was giving them stuff they couldn't use, obviously. And so they got kind of bored and stuff after a whole day of you know, not being able to pull the type of straight, you know, me setting them up for the jokes and everything. So they said, well, we're going to be going out to Vegas to cover the militia group that's going to protect the aliens once they arrive. I said, well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And if something happens, you know, while we're still here in the next couple of days, give us a call. And so sure enough, that night, you know, the sheriff called me and said, hey, we got, you know, coming on the ground. We got a fresh case. It's cold. It was in the, you know, about mid, well, actually it was the mid-30s, howling wind. Animals stayed really fresh. So, you know, I went out there and I picked them up the next day at the airport and drove them out there. And they're saying, so, Chris, is this a real mutilation? I said, yep, Louie, this is the real deal. You guys lucked out. You're going to see the real thing. And
this is so great that you got them on that for that.